Today is Saturday, the 27th of April, 2024. We thank you for joining us this morning. Our minute with the Master today is from Revelation 19, verse number 6. Hallelujah, for the Lord God Almighty reigns. Today's scripture reminds us that we should always have a praise on our lips when adversity comes. Why? Because no matter what negative circumstance comes into our lives, God gives it permission to come before we see it. God has absolute power over it once it shows up. God controls the negative things it brings day in and day out, and he rules the outcome no matter how long it stays, and no matter what we do to try and make things work out a certain way. Your reminder for today is this: God controls every force that comes up against you. He controls every ill-intended action of other people who set out to shut you down, and he controls the strongholds that rise and hang around to keep you in bondage. You can shout in the midst of adversity today because God reverses circumstances that appear to be a done deal. He overrules those in charge who make decisions that are not in your favor. He reverses decisions that have already been made by those who govern. He flips the script of those who set out to hurt you, and he always gives the final ruling in everything that concerns you. Rejoice today. Shout hallelujah. Remain steadfast in prayer. Stand in faith every minute, and stay hopeful when what you see is contrary to what you are believing. Why? Because that nagging adverse situation is not over until God speaks his final word. And with God, you never know what he is up to, and you never know when he will reveal his next move. Thank God today for having all power, and thank him for being in ultimate control. Our prayer team this morning is Sister Cece and me, and at this time, I'm going to turn the session to Sister Cece.
Good morning, everyone. Our prayer petitions for the day follow. Doreen, she is in intensive care in Kissimmee Hospital. We cry out to the Lord for a full recovery. Ronnie M., Michelle M.'s brother. He is hospitalized. He will begin, he will begin treatment next week. We continue to pray for him to receive the proper care and treatment and be healed 100%. Wayne, Lucille, Sabrina, and Tasha, siblings. We pray divine strength as they take care of their sick loved one. We keep them lifted to work together in unity. Those diagnosed with an incurable disease. We pray for God to put symptoms and diseases into remission, for medication and treatments to be effective with minimal side effects, and for total restoration of health. Those whose medicine is causing side effects. We beseech God for medications and vital signs to be stabilized and for bodies to be regulated. Those with a cloud of uncertainty looming over their head. We pray for God to give them the desires of their heart. We ask the Lord to show them how to trust God with the situation and give them peace about what the Lord decides to do. Children in a custody battle. We appeal to God to keep them in a stable environment and protect them from hurt, harm, and danger. Those who have lost jobs or been laid off. We ask God to send resources their way. We pray for jobs to be offered, for bills to get paid, and for a season of peace and contentment. Everyone on the call this morning, we ask God to rest his favor upon your life, for him to grant you a serene day and order your way. We continue to lift those in need of salvation, restoration, and healing. We keep the Prince Ministries intercessors, prayer readers, and daily callers lifted before the Lord for protection and spiritual power. We pray for racial disparity and criminal justice reform. We ask God to endow our President of the United States with wisdom and compassion to govern all people. We pray for the end of Russian hostility and the withdrawal of their troops from Ukraine. We ask God to protect, comfort, and strengthen families, children, and civilians in Ukraine, Israel, Gaza, and all war-torn regions. And we pray they find healing and hope in the midst of the devastation. We pray for our little ones and senior citizens to be protected, deliverance for teenagers and adults struggling with their identity, and security for domestic abuse victims. We further pray for our neighborhoods to be kept safe, our school children to be kept secure, and for our school leadership to be guided by the hand of God as they educate our children. Be blessed today. Thank you.
Thank you, Sister Cece, and you and Brother Wallace, be blessed as well. Let us look to the Lord. The psalmist declares this morning that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Good morning, Father. Father, we thank you for waking us up this morning. We thank you for giving us the privilege to see a new day, a day we have never seen before. We thank you, God, for all the new mercies that you have stacked up for us today. We thank you for you promised us that you will give us the level of grace that we need to get through the day, and we're so grateful for that. We thank you, God, for our homes, for our families, for our livelihood, for our transportation. We thank you for all the creature comforts that you have blessed us with today. We come this morning lifting up those who have requested that we pray for them. We lift up the Brick House and Nash families and for all of those under the sound of my voice who are grieving the loss of a loved one. We pray for you to cover them with your deepest compassion. We pray healing this morning for Reverend Cully's daughter, Rebecca, for Jean F., who is experiencing ear pain, for Doreen, who's in intensive care, for Ronnie, who has been hospitalized since earlier this week, and for all of those who are not feeling their best, we pray, God, that you will serve up healing on a silver platter to them and get them back to their normal state so that they might enjoy all the benefits that you have for them. For those who are diagnosed with an incurable disease today, we pray for you to put symptoms into remission. We pray for you to put diseases into remission. We pray for medications and for treatments to be effective with minimal side effects. And we pray, God, that you will totally restore your children's health. We pray this morning for those who need a door to open for them to move forward with their career. We pray, God, for those who need a door to open for them to pass their state exam. We pray for those who need a door to open, Father, who is depending on the decision of man for them to move forward with their career. We pray, God, for those this morning who are looking for a handyman, a contractor, or a person who can do high quality work at affordable prices on people's homes. We come now lifting up those siblings, Wayne, Lucille, Sabrina, and Tasha, praying, God, for divine strength as they care for their mother. We pray for those, God, who have a cloud of uncertainty looming over their head this morning. I pray that you give them the desires of their heart. We pray, God, that you show them how to trust you more deeply with their situation and give them peace about whatever you decide to do about it. Our job is to pray and trust. And your job is to cut a path and to make things work out for our good as you mix the good and bad together. And we're so thankful for that this morning. We pray that you will provide an environment that is healthy and the best environment for children who are in custody battles today. We thank you for doing that for us. We pray this morning for you to send resources to those who have lost jobs and those who have been laid off. We pray, God, for companies whose revenues have dropped, asking that you grow their business and increase their bottom line so that workers will have more than enough to sustain themselves and so that there will not be a need to lay your people off. For everyone on the call this morning, Father, I pray that you will renew our minds so that we will think more closely like you. I pray that you will refresh our spirits so that we might go through the day filled with energy. I pray, God, that you will endow us with your power so that we might love those who are difficult to love. And I pray that you will sustain our sound minds today and help us to go through the day with ease, accomplishing everything that we need to accomplish. For those who are traveling to Camden County for the Crawfish Festival this weekend, I pray, God, that you will give them safe travels. I pray, Father, that you will give them safe accommodations. And I pray that they will have fellowship with fellow family members and friends so that they might have a memorable weekend. I pray that as we see people who do not know you and your saving grace, that you will give us a word to speak on your behalf. I pray for those who are downtrodden, that you will give us a word so that we might lift them up. This is our prayer. We present it in the name of Jesus and we submit it through his shed blood. Amen.
Amen. And thank you, Sister Prince. Our session for today has come to a close, but we will meet again tomorrow at the same time. Thank you for joining us, and remember, live by great faith. Have a blessed day. Goodbye.
Amen. Live by